with this KLEM Sports Update for this Friday, March 15th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Well, the madness is continuing as the College Basketball Conference tournaments continue on. And unfortunately, one statewide team ending up losing yesterday. One statewide team's moving on later tonight. Starting with the wrong side of things, the Iowa Hawkeyes men's basketball team has gone one and done at the Big Ten tournament once again. The Hawkeyes fell behind early on to Ohio State 10-2, and they never led, losing to the Buckeyes 90-78. Iowa offered little resistance as the Buckeyes shot 52%, going 11 of 20 from the three-point arc. Ohio State set the tone early by making 8 of 11 from three-point range in the first half.
The hard thing with this team is they have multiple three-point shooters. So, you know, we did a good job on Battle, but then Middleton gets free, Chapman hits one. You know, Thornton's a handful. He hit a couple. You know, you're more worried about him penetrating and with his pull-up game and creating. So he hit a couple. He hit a couple early. So, you know, at some point you got to give the other team credit and not say, well, you know, we should have done this and he didn't do that and, you know, start pointing fingers. You know, sometimes you just, you know, tip your hat to them.
That's Iowa head coach Fran McCaffrey. The Hawkeyes are 18-14 now. Their NCAA tournament bid has burst with losses in their last two games.
I'm very proud of this group. It's hard to win 18 games with the schedule we had. We stayed together. I thought our young guys continued to get better and continued to produce. We have great chemistry in that locker room, and I'm really proud of this team. We all want to go a little further, but fortunately we'll get to keep playing.
Yeah, as Coach McCaffrey alluded to there, the Hawks are still expected to get postseason basketball this season, making the NIT, the National Invitational Tournament. On the other side of the spectrum, 7th-ranked Iowa State took control in the second half in Kansas City using a 14-2 run to take a big control of the contest, a 76-57 win over Kansas State in the Big 12 Conference Tournament quarterfinals. The Cyclones led 40-39 before starting to run away with things.
Yeah, we got back to being the aggressor defensively. We were able to generate some turnovers, score off our turnovers. Our guys did a great job offensively sharing the basketball, continuing to attack the paint. Obviously, on a night we didn't shoot the ball well from three, we kept our focus on what we were doing well instead of trying to force the issue.
That's Iowa State head coach T.J. Otzelberger. The Cyclones held the Wildcats to 38% shooting and forced 20 turnovers.
The effort-based things, the points off turnovers, points in the paint, second chance points and fast break. We won all those areas. Those are things we focus on every single day. Proud that our habits carried forward for us here tonight.
The Cyclones move on to the Big 12 Conference Tournament semifinal round tonight. They'll take on third-seeded Baylor. It's a game you can hear on our sister station, Y Country 101.3. We'll switch gears from basketball for a moment to give you our sports schedule for today. And there's some high school track on the schedule for today. We love to see it. The Lamar's Community Girls track team heads out to Storm Lake this afternoon for the Buena Vista University High School Elite Meet. Best of luck to the Bulldogs as they get their second crack at a track meet today. They'll be taking on teams like Cherokee, Carroll Public, Coon Rapids Bayard, ESAC County, Denison Schleswig, South Central Calhoun, Spencer will be there, West Bend Mallard, Woodbine, Storm Lake, many others. And again, the Bulldogs have already competed once on the girls' side at the Iowa Track Coaches Association Indoor Championships at Iowa State University, so hoping to get some more action going. Again, in Storm Lake today at the Buena Vista High School Elite Meet, there will be more of that coming up tomorrow for some of the rest of our area schools. But we'll go back to the madness, the March Madness, of course, in the college basketball world. That reaches locally to Northwest Iowa this weekend, as three sites around the area will host national tournament basketball. One of those sites is at Morningside University in Sioux City, where the Mustang men's basketball team will host the first two rounds of the NAIA men's basketball national tournament. Morningside University head coach Trent Miller says he's excited to play in front of the hometown fans.
We couldn't be more excited. One, to be playing in front of our fans, families, and community. They've been so great to us all season, and what a treat that we get to now play in front of those guys for the national tournament.
Miller is also excited to see some teams from other areas of the country.
Some teams that you're not familiar with. You know, we got, you know, teams from Kentucky, teams from Chicago, teams from Ohio. Like, this is what it's all about. So we're really excited to host them.
More specifically, those teams are from Lourdes University, Sylvania, Ohio, Olivet Nazarene from Bourbonnais, Illinois, and Georgetown College from Georgetown, Kentucky. The Mustangs earned a 3 seed in their section of the 64-team tournament. Coach Miller says that seeding came from having a team of guys like Lamar's community alum Caleb Dreckman, who were willing to go on the road to play some tough teams and grind out some tough wins.
We want guys that want to go play against the best. We want guys that want to go travel and play in classics where, you know what, there's no guarantee you're going to walk out with a 2-0 win or 2-0 record or a 1-1 record. You know, you might very well lose two of those games and you'd be traveling all that way just to get those losses. I think it's a credit to the guys. They want that. We were fortunate to win some of those games, and I think that played in part as to where we were seated.
The key to success at this point of the season is taking care of the things you can control.
All these teams are very talented. It's going to come down to who can execute down the stretch, and that's where we want to be. We just want to run our stuff extremely well, dictate some pace, make teams adjust to us, and hopefully make some shots along the way.
The opening round is this evening. The round of 32 games will be played tomorrow afternoon and evening. Let's take a look at the matchups for Northwest Iowa Colleges in the round of 64 in the women's tournament. Northwestern College is the 9 seed. They'll take on Rio Grande out of Ohio in a game that'll be played in Marion, Indiana. Briar Cliff is on the road to Wichita, Kansas. They're the 7 seed in their quadrant. They'll be taking on 10-seeded Mid-America Christian in the round of 64 today. And up in Sioux Center, this is one of those sites you can catch some national tournament basketball. There will be another game there today. But, of course, the main attraction would be Dort University, the top seed. They're taking on 16-seeded Oakland City. Of course, best of luck to another area athlete, Mackenzie Goodwin from Kingsley Pearson, as she gets the national tournament started with Dort University today. In the men's tournament in the round of 64, the Dort University men are in Livonia, Michigan. They'll take on Madonna University. Northwestern College, they're also hosting some national tournament basketball today. The Red Raiders are a 5 seed. They'll take on 12-seeded St. Mary of the Woods at the Boltman Center in Orange City. And again, as we alluded to, Morningside is a host. The Mustangs will host Lourdes University in a 3-seed versus 14-seed matchup in the round of 64. For more sports news, be sure to check out our website, KLEM1410.com, or you can follow us on Twitter for up-to-date sports news at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Friday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.